The new Westminster Public Library is building bridges in the community with the return of its citywide literary festival. After being shelved since before the COVID-19 pandemic, the new Westminster Public Library is excited to announce the launch of a revamped, citywide literary festival. The newly named Bridges Literary Festival will be held May 9 to 12. We are so thrilled to provide the opportunity for local residents to celebrate and connect over a love of the literary arts, said Caitlin McRae, programming librarian at the new Westminster Public Library. The library is holding the Bridges Literary Festival in partnership with local businesses and organizations. For this year, we have 15 events taking place across the city, including author talks, kids' story times, crafts, author panels, a book launch, a local author book club and discussion, poetry readings, workshops and social events, McRae said in a news release. The idea is to not just passively consume stories, but to learn how to create and share them, whether you are a budding novelist, poet or just want some advice with your own writing. While the focus is local, the library is hoping to use this first year as a launchpad to grow into a larger event each year. As a small library, we wanted to capitalize on the power of partnership and community to deliver a festival that would appeal to as many as possible, said Elaine Sue, chair of the Library Board of Trustees. What we have assembled here is a starting place that will hopefully grow to represent as many experiences and points of view as possible. A variety of groups are collaborating with the new Westminster Public Library for its first Bridges Literary Festival. Arts New West, Groove Cat Books and Records, Kinder Books, Mood Swing Coffee Plus Bar, New West Writers, Royal City Literary Arts Society, SFU Writers Studio, Steel and Oak Brewing Company, and Wildfires Bookshop. All events are free, and residents are encouraged to pick up a flyer or visit the library's festival webpage for details.